Last week we saw that all that is necessary on our part for the work of rescuing our soul from hell is finished. It is done. And we see that that is so as we look in the Gospel of John. And so let me encourage you to take your Bibles and look in John chapter 19. And now we shall see that since Christ Jesus is lifeless on the cross, the work of our salvation, the work of redemption, now being finished, what may we do for Him? And we see an example as we look at the lives of two unlikely heroes. As we look in John 19, let's begin with verse 30 and then finish the rest of the chapter. Therefore, when Jesus had received the sour wine, He said, "It is finished." And He bowed His head and He gave up His spirit. Then the Jews, because it was the day of preparation before the Passover feast, so that the bodies would not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first man and the other who was crucified with him. But coming to Jesus, when they saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you also may believe. In other words, in verse 35, it is John who was at the foot of the cross with Jesus' mother Mary, who saw the blood and the water coming out. It's his testimony. Verse 36, for these things came to pass to fulfill the scripture, not a bone of him shall be broken. And again, another scripture says, they shall look on him whom they pierced. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but a secret one for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate granted permission. So he came, this be Joseph of Arimathea, he came